In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, as the chill in the air begins to ease up at least a little, it's time to start assessing the damage to our specialty crops. And Hendry County Extension Director Gene McAvoy says,
we've had significant damage to the vegetable crop in Southwest Florida, particularly where the area that I cover. I understand the Belgrade area has also had some pretty significant damage as well to the corn, bean, leafy vegetable crop.
And even with the LaBelle and Mockley area experiencing at least 6 hours of below freezing temperatures, McAvoy notes that it wasn't as bad as last January's infamous freeze.
But I'd say 70% or more of the tomato crop has been affected in many fields. Many of the older fields were killed outright. Some are burnt back substantially on top, the top 8 to 15 inches.
McAvoy says whether or not those survive depends on what kind of weather we face in the future.
If we get into some warmer weather and things are able to recover and grow, those may produce a crop eventually. But if it stays real cold and, we get into the kind of pattern we had last year where you're hanging there in the 40s at night and the 60s in the daytime, that's not going to produce much.
And of course, that sentiment should ring true for all of the crops, which McAvoy adds is a good percentage of Florida's overall production since this freeze came uncharacteristically early in the season.
Right now, we have the tail end of the fall crop. Our fall crop goes until about Christmas, and we're also planting what you would call our winter crop. So there's a good amount of stuff out there. There's probably 60% of what might be planted throughout the year. As much as 60% could be present in the field right now.
Of course, stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will continue to keep you informed as damage assessments roll in. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.